please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the Great American Fail.
Well, let's go. Yes, let this be a PSA announcement. Don't be a loser like this guy. All he does likes getting cream pie by the Defamation League, doesn't he? Doesn't he look cute in this little getup? Oh yes, his father is gonna get a cream pie by a faithful steed. Just saying. Yes, in case you don't know, people are laughing at America. They think the United States is a shithole and it's run by a fucking weirdo fucking creep. Yes, are they right? I don't know. Let you decide. I have a clip. Oh yes, another fucking clip about bullshit. Well, here it goes.
Your fox eyes dead. You look just like all my favorite anime characters, and I love how submissive you are.
これ、グリーンカードのために我慢する価値あるの?
Well, according to the Brave Browser, that in 2023, it's been about 415,000 Japanese people coming to America, so it's not really that much if you think about it, so why the hell is this fucking zipperhead Japanese person want a green card for, right? I don't know, sounds weird, but this is what they think, I guess.
ねえ、どうげ私のこと好きなん?
I love Japanese anime waifus, and you're a real life one.
I'm finally living my anime dreams! This is what I came to Japan for!
Yeah, no wonder they call you Gaijin. Yeah, supposedly Gaijin means foreigner or alien, but I thought it said like foreign devil or some bullshit like that. Well, look at this guy, they made him fat, and all these anime shit on his chest, and then the Daniel-san bandana. So yes, this is what they think that Americans are, so, are they right or wrong? I don't know, I've seen people like this before, so, it is what it is, right?
Why do these people eat with sticks? They should be more civilized like me.
Kimoya, 外国人のやばい。
Yeah, everybody thinks that Americans are nothing but fat lumps of fucking hunks of shit. Yeah, are they? I've seen a lot of people that look like that, so they might be right, I think. People should stop acting like idiots, right? Just saying.
Why did this club let in so many fat people? These girls don't know what they're missing. I'm a high-value man and a...
Well, you do have some arrogant bastards that think they could do whatever the fuck they want and they could do no wrong, right? Oh man, this fucking world's going to hell. Fucking people think they were pieces of shit. And you know what? In some circles, we are pieces of shit. We do some stupid things. But, you know, we do propaganda and we keep on lying. Because people are retarded and they'll rather believe the pretty lie than the ugly truth. Not me. I'd rather know that ugly schizophrenic bitch of the truth than just being lied to. Fuck being coddled. That's just me, though. What do you guys think?
America! Oh, this is disgusting!
Why is it raw?
Look how they portray Americans, that they're fat, that they're rude, obnoxious, annoying, loud, and they don't give a fuck. Yes, and this is how you are? I know I'm not. I'm polite and I treat people with respect, unless they come out stupid. But yes, this is what the foreign people from around the world think that Americans are. Are we? I don't know. We might be. Just saying.
帰れな、二度と来るな。
James, why'd you come to Japan to teach? Do you like teaching?
Nah, I came to fulfill my divine right to meet Asian chicks.
Kimo.
Well, passport bros are a thing. I don't think they go to Japan, though. I think they go more to, like, to Philippines or Thailand to get some of that putang. Right? Not Japan. Just saying, though.
Well, shit.
Wow, you are very kawaii. Do you want to be my waifu?
Kimo ishe, kaere, 外国人!
Wait, hold on. Let me put in my Miniso translation headphones.
I'm so in love with these waifus here. Only 5,000 yen an hour to talk to me.
Yeah, man, waifus are fucking awesome, and I guess it's illegal over there. What's the legal age of consent in Japan? Well, let me find out. Hold on a sec. Yeah, according to Wikipedia, the age of consent over there is the age of 16. Not bad, right? But it said it got amended, because back in 2023, it used to be the age of 13. Oh yes, Japan, like them young. Hey, I'm not saying nothing wrong. When you're in Rome, why not, right? Oh, I sure do love Japan. Anyways, let's continue with the story.
It's just our job. How do you say kanbatte in English?
I don't know English that well. I just took this job to meet Asian girls.
That's so lame, trying to get chicks at work. That's so fucking stupid. I have opportunity to get women at work, but they're all retarded, so I'm wasting my time. Yeah, man, concentrate making money. Fuck bitches. Figuratively and literally, right? Anyways, let's continue with the story.
I know you're a freshman in college, but do you want to hang out after class?
Aren't you almost 40?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Just because this dude is 40? And what, you're not of age? Shit. If the girl is of age, why not, right? Hell, the consent over there is 16 anyways. And Nevada, it's 16 there too, so what's the difference, right? Huh, okay, whatever, next.
I love your fox eyes, but you know, I could have a whole roster of you. I'm a high value.
Yeah, look how these fucktards portray Americans. They make us look all fat, all nasty, and all retarded. And then we don't give a fuck. We just push on through to the other side. But fuck these asses.
Value man.
Huh? Anta kazada mita koto aru?
A high value man. All you fox-eyed girls should want me.
Yeah, look how they portray Americans. They think that Americans are fat, obnoxious, and that the world needs to cater to them. But no, this is retarded. Yeah, I'm not a stereotype. This is what these people think that we are. They're so dumb. I at least try to take care of myself and I do the right things. But let's continue.
America ni kaere yo, debuta!
I finally found my real life anime waifu.
Ew! Get away from me!
I'm a hot.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, according to these people, Americans are nothing but fat, lazy oafs, and it's all about them. Well, they're kind of right. We do do some selfish shit.
You remember the quote?
Yeah, America doesn't have a good image. Ever since Biden, that's everything's going tits up. Yeah, Trump is just a giant disappointment, but we still have him as a president, so let's see what this guy does. Nothing good, I bet.
I value man. All you fox-eyed bitches should want me.
Go back to America, cheeseburger man!
Yes, unfortunately, Americans think that they're better than everyone else, and, you know, the world is showing us it's the contrary. What are we gonna do? Well, we need to fix things. If not, things are gonna get way worse. Just saying. Yes, hopefully America unfucks itself as a country, but most likely we won't. Well, anyways, if it doesn't work, well, it is what it is. You guys better take care of your business, so, yeah. Well, anyways, you guys take care, be the best people you can be, and take care of yourself. Well, goodbye, friends. Laters.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anna. I use she, her pronouns, and I just wanted to start us off with a quick land acknowledgement. We actually like to use people first language here, so it is actually people of enslaved experience, or POEs. Our whips are sustainably farmed and cruelty-free for the cows, obviously, not for you guys. We are so excited to announce that by Q4, this plantation will be carbon neutral. We have a number of trauma-informed whipping posts, and do you consent to being whipped today? So instead of terms like master or mistress or mixtress even, we've decided to use some more gender-neutral language, so we'll be going by overseer. I just want to remind everyone that it does make quite a few members of our staff feel unsafe when there is talk of words like uprising. That's not an okay thing to say in the workplace. So I'm glad you asked that. Ending slavery is actually not a feasible solution for all populations. Like, for example, I have chronic pain, so I physically cannot pick the cotton myself. I just encourage you to think more of our most vulnerable populations when you're talking about envisioning a better future. How can we include? And it's really more of like an access issue. We have to think beyond ourselves. On Monday, the overseers will be off to commemorate the memory of Robert E. Lee. So you will be expected to whip yourself. Harriet was an exception. Yes, yes. We've actually decided against using gendered language for that. So instead of referring to you as boy, we'll be using the gender neutral name.